Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. Everybody do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It's 3 and Out Thursday, Victory Thursday edition of the program. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, Billy Williford. The gang is all here, and we got you locked and loaded as Tennessee hits the break. Just, you know.
Just, you know. Oh.
Well.
It was high notes.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't close. I know some people might have had certain interest in the game. Might have been a little angry.
Oh, degenerates like yourself?
I did not bet on this game.
Don't bet on Tennessee.
I didn't either, but it would have been a terrible beat. It would have been terrible.
It would have been bad.
Vols win 72-43. Still, over it was Florida A&M.
It was still easy peasy. No concerns. No,
it was so
Evansville.
Boring.
No Stephen F. Austin. No Charleston Southern.
Yeah, we
issues.
Didn't cover by a half a point, but we didn't lose either.
Yeah, and it was never. I mean, it wasn't like you were only up 10 with 10 minutes to go or anything like that. It was a beatdown. I kept thinking about the poor Florida A&M kids that are now 0-7.
And did you see all the miles they've traveled?
Their schedule.
Good God.
They're going to stay out west for after finals for like 2 weeks. Seems like they got to go play Washington State, Portland.
I know their coach.
Another game out there.
Had said, like, you know, our whole goal is just to win our conference. Like, it doesn't matter how many non-conference games we lose. We're trying to prepare ourselves. But at what point do you just go, man, we're losers? Like, at what point does that hurt you when you get back in the conference, player? Can you just flip the
buddy, they're right? Making all the money right now, though.
It's true.
You gotta look at
they
it.
Are paying the bills by getting their ass kicked everywhere they go.
That's like the 15-year-old AAU team that just plays in the 18-year-old league for like the entire first half of the year, and then they
to
go back to their age
they haven't
bracket.
Played a bad team either.
No, they've gone after some quality wins.
I mean,
they just Hawaii's. Don't have any.
They played South Dakota,
who typically have been pretty good in recent history.
Knocked Cal and Konzo out of the tournament a few years back.
South Dakota did?
I don't think
Hawaii.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I was saying South Dakota's been good too.
They're at Portland next. Maybe they can get a win there.
Are we breaking down the Rattlers' schedule.
The Portland.
Let's talk about the Vols here. They won.
The Portland Pilots. That's a cool mascot. Tennessee did win, as Davey mentioned, 72-43.
Josiah Jordan James in double digit.
He was 10 points.
He was fourth in scoring, as I predicted yesterday when Houston said he would be the leader.
I think
you
said fifth.
Oh, no. Check the tape.
You don't have to check.
Well,
he
was tied for fourth.
100%
you could say fifth if you want. He outscored Bowden, though.
Yeah, I was wrong on Bowden.
You did say Bowden would be the leading scorer. He had three points. 1 of 7.
Are we worried that he's shooting 23% the past four games from three?
This is what he does. He comes out hot, disappears, then he'll get hot again.
Well, it's only cost you one game. So, I mean, as long as he cycles back up and hits shots in the big games, I don't really care. But, yeah, I don't.
Next one's a big one.
The next one's a big one.
We got 10 days to prep.
Yes, I'm worried.
You be excited to watch that one, Dave?
Yes, I am looking forward to that one.
I think someone said Fulkerson would lead the team in scoring.
It's back-to-back games over 15 points.
Only 26 minutes, 15 points, 7 of 12.
Only five rebounds, though.
He leads the SEC in field goal percentage.
Just like we all thought coming into the year.
It was around 73% before last night. I don't know what.
Best scorer in the country.
69.2.
Yeah, I had to drop a little bit. Went 7 of 12.
Your boy Kamala had 13 rebounds.
Yes, he did. And 11 points in 23 minutes. Double-double. My guy.
Nice to see these minutes numbers, 27 and below. It's good.
Yeah.
Monte only played half the game, so that's great.
Jalen Johnson got 11 minutes, 2 points, turnover. He didn't miss a shot, though. Granted, the one he hit was an alley-oop dunk.
The whole team was sloppy.
Okay.
Well, Nate mentioned it yesterday. He's like, yes, what do you expect? And he's like, I think it's still going to be sloppy. It was still very sloppy.
You're so pessimistic. What are you doing?
I'm hard on them now.
We won by
29.
So
they'll be better later.
We can play a little sloppy against the Rattlers.
Tennessee shot 18.8%.
I just hold them accountable like Rick Barnes does. Once you had one turnover from Lamonte came out, Bowden went in, and then they just kept rotating. And anytime anybody had a turnover, next.
I mean,
I'm like Rick
Turner only had two turnovers. Bowden had one. Kamala had three. Josiah James had five. Everyone else, one or zero. Josiah James is never going to be a scorer, is he?
Nope. Never.
I think it'll come.
I mean, he can be in double figures. He's never going to –
He's never going to drop 20 or 30.
He's never going to be the guy that you just feed the basketball to.
Okay, let's take a step back. Did we ever think, hey, Admiral Schofield's going to be that guy you can expect to drop 20 or 30 his freshman?
Yeah, as a freshman, he was good. As a sophomore, no, because he got in the doghouse. But as a freshman, he had nights where he was really, really good. That baseline jumper. I remember him as a freshman. I was like, man, this guy can nail it from the baseline. Great, great shot. He also looked like a linebacker. Yeah, kind of always did. But he was huge as a freshman. But he had nights where he was hitting threes and other shots. He was scoring, you know, away from the basket. James is...
I think he might
be a put back and a free throw guy.
He might become one of those quiet scorers.
Makes his free throws.
He's not going to.
He was quiet last night.
He could score the way Pons is scoring right now. That feels like his ceiling.
I've been really hard on him, but I do think that he can eventually be a scorer in this league to where he's averaging at least like 15 points a night, like his junior year or so. And I mean, that part of that, I think, goes to the credit of Rick Barnes and his staff and what they're able to do with the development of these players.
That's possible.
He has all the intangibles.
It's just frustrating when other teams, their five-star rolls in, it's the best player on the team immediately, and they get the ball in crunch time, and you know, it's not.
Well, I'm not out on him. I just don't. Yeah, he's just not going to be the scorer,
the star.
I'm not saying he can't score. I'm just saying he's not going to be like Tennessee's scorer.
Mm-hmm.
At least it doesn't look like it at this point.
It's not going to be like, okay, late game, will Josiah take the shot or be the decoy? Dun, dun, dun. You know, like, it's not going to be that way.
He'll be the assist man.
In fairness, I'd rather Lamonte take that shot.
2 of 6 last night was Lamonte.
18%. 19% all around.
Three, as you mentioned, Nate, 3 of 16 from three. We only gave up two made threes. They only shot six. Funny, you'd think a team that tired and traveling would just be like, I'm shooting
Jack
three. Yeah. They did not. You only gave up one player in double digits, Desir. He played 30 minutes for the Rattlers, got 11 points.
Yeah, they weren't very good. They were pretty bad. Yeah.
They were pretty bad. Tennessee looked okay. Got the job done. That's all that mattered. Just don't be Duke, Kentucky,
Missouri. You want to have some stuff to get on to the boys about in this 10 days. You know they're going to have some hard practices. Leading
Stop.
Up to Memphis.
I just mean
in over the 10-day period.
Yeah, today, tomorrow. And then they'll start resting them. Mm. Got to get them prepped for Memphis. Yeah, yeah. All right, good game breakdown.
So you're happy.
Nice job. I don't know.
You're like Davey was yesterday, but after the game. You're like, yeah, whatever.
I mean, it just feels like we're going to struggle to score a lot of points. And
yeah, you had them score 90.
They were on pace there for a minute.
Billy was like, anybody got them? Or maybe it's Davey. Anybody got them to 80?
Nope.
You're like, 90. They turned it on tonight.
Well, I thought Bowden would have 20.
I will say that they could have put up those points, but Rick Barnes is just making them stay and getting their motion offense.
Which still would have given them 89. 21 for Bowden.
Well, if he's scoring that much, there's probably another offensive rebound put back that gets him to 81.
Speaking
or 91.
Of offensive rebounding.
See that right there? You can't see it on camera, but can you see it? I need to turn it up for you.
Cumwall is one of the best in the nation.
At what?
Offensive rebounding.
Mm.
He ranks 15th in offensive rebounding percentage. It's pretty good as a freshman.
He's going to be good. He's going to be really good. Baby Grant.
What do we think of Gaines and Pember?
I thought Pember looked okay. It felt like he actually did more than what his
He made like a stat great line. Like he caught the ball once where he could have taken the three, but the guy was running at him, and then he kicked it to Bowden, who was, stone cold wide open. Like no, like the most open three he'll get all year, and of course he missed it. It was a great pass.
That's not his shot. I don't know how many times I have to tell you people. If Bowden's wide open and he can stare it down, it ain't going in. Now you give it to him off a curl route where he's fading away. Yeah, it's money. It was pretty nice, the one he hit last night in the corner. Did you see Lamonte feeds him and then just turns and runs up the court? It's pretty cool. Like Lamonte just knew it was in. Just probably because he noticed that Bowden was off balance and not staring at the rim.
Feet not set. Got it.
Money. I'm just running back to play defense now. And that was the one that Bowden hit. Fourth or?
I mean, Gaines hit one. It's one of two. Not bad.
Yeah, the one he made did not look like it was going in. Mm. It was one of those weird ones where it's like to the right, but it hits just enough on the inside of the rim that it kind of dips down and almost looks like a perfect swish. Then he missed the next one to the right.
Who were the announcers last night?
Roy Philpott was one, and Mike Davis, I believe, was the other guy's name. Philpott's been on a couple of the Vols football game calls this year.
I thought it was a pretty good duo.
It was fine.
They didn't have much to talk about as the game. I mean, as far as the game went, like they knew coming in, like, oh, we got to find a lot of other topics to discuss. All right, SEC championships coming up.
Yeah, and the one guy was like, I think if Pickens catches a touchdown in the first half, Georgia has a chance. He's suspended for the first half. Speaking of suspended for the first half.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we can get into that, I guess, later.
We'll come back with that, I guess.
We don't need a break yet. We're a little early, unless you want to go now.
We can go back to the Australia talk.
Did you do some studying?
Well, it wasn't studying. There was just one mishap that I did want to correct. It wasn't just necessarily...
It's my fault.
It wasn't necessarily venomous snakes. It was predatorial snakes.
Huge difference there.
Aren't all snakes predatorial?
No, because, like, you can... I mean, for humans, like, a threat to humans. Like, I don't think you got to worry about...
I don't think we're the prey for any snakes.
Not now.
Like
not,
an anaconda.
Not maybe. Now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, like,
a big python.
We didn't take anacondas and pythons into consideration.
Ooh, wee, look at this beauty.
So they count.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a big python. I love the way they say python. Python. Crikey.
That's my only update on that.
Well, the Florida A&M pygmy rattlers were no match for
Tennessee. They were pygmy indeed. Except that one guy who was not a pygmy. That guy was a monster. 6'8", 300.
What were they saying about his jersey? Like, they had to get him another jersey?
They took two jerseys and sewed them together. I don't know. But, yeah, he's a big old dude. He looked like some of the high school players you see. Like, they're like a really good offensive lineman or whatever, and then they also play basketball.
Yeah, hey, come play basketball.
We need some size, please. We need somebody who can just bang around down low.
One time he was running down to get set on offense, and Camwa was right in the paint. And I thought he was going to knock Camwa about 10 feet back and, like, to the ground. But
no.
Camwa held his own.
Olivier, very strong.
Camwa.
Camwa, yeah. It's like comma, but with a wah. Camwa.
Is he one of those players where it's like once we put the respect on the name, it, like, he got worse? Kind of like we started saying Jarrett Garantano. And things got worse. And then eventually
people,
got better.
People were like, well, he's still Tano to me. And then he started playing well.
Yeah, he actually has better numbers this year than he did last year.
Okay, you need to better. So there you go. You need to take a step back. You need to take a deep breath. Okay?
We got to get into Billy the way he eats his spaghetti at some point, too. Holy cow.
Billy and Davey with the food.
There's a lot of mixed feedback. I had people that were on my side and was like, oh, man, ever since I had kids, like, this is the way to eat it. I can't believe I haven't been doing this my
entire
life.
That's not spaghetti. It's almost like chili mac.
My issue is not how I eat my food. It's the foods that I choose to eat.
Okay.
It's very time efficient to eat your spaghetti that way, too.
I like long noodles. I like being able to twirl it on the fork.
It's a waste of time.
I do feel like
I mean, I like to enjoy my meals. I'm not trying to just like, I'm done. You got to savor the flavor.
There are times where chopping it up and just inhaling it as fast as possible, if that's necessary, it's necessary. But if you're actually trying to enjoy good spaghetti, which I feel like was
go to an Italian restaurant and tell me if they chop your noodles up into 1-inch long cuts.
I would probably just do it myself.
And they'd be like, get out of my restaurant! Because that's how all Italian people talk, I'm told. We should do a history of Italy today?
I mean, perhaps? I don't spin it on the spoon or anything. Do you do that?
No, I've seen people do that. It's interesting. You got just have a piece of garlic bread? That's what you use. Because then it sops up all the sauce. It's a sauce sopper.
Sister Schubert rolls for me.
Sister Schubert rolls with spaghetti?
Yep.
You're so out.
That doesn't go.
A sweet roll with spaghetti?
So good.
The big squares are like the pan of the small ones.
The small ones.
I mean, if you didn't buy anything specifically for the spaghetti, you can at least just take some buns and
white bread.
And
yeah,
toast them and with the garlic salt.
I do that sometimes.
We will be having white cake. You said white bread. I don't know. I've been watching Django a lot lately.
It's okay. Yeah, you were quoting that yesterday. A really weird part. Oh, yeah. The part with Don Johnson. The hoods were a good idea. What was it? What is it after that? Just a little.
We all think that the hoods were a good idea, but they could have been better executed.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the guy's wives had made the KKK hoods.
I'd forgotten that.
And then he gets all upset because she spent a lot of time making the KKK hoods, and no one likes them because they can't see through the tiny holes. And it's just like,
I can't say anything.
Well, it's funny because they're just totally making fun of the fact that that probably happened a time or two back in the day. Like, these hoods are so annoying. Yeah, but you're afraid to show your face because you're a coward. So deal with it. I don't know how we got here.
Maggie Doty tweets in and says, yes, Sister Schubert rolls.
Sister Schubert rolls are great.
That's not the point.
She gets it.
She didn't say with spaghetti.
Not with spaghetti. Oh,
she definitely means with spaghetti. We're on the spaghetti topic.
With spaghetti. You can basically eat Sister Schubert rolls with almost any other meal.
That's spaghetti. Spaghetti, you gotta have garlic bread. Yeah, I agree.
I'm not a huge fan of garlic either.
I mean, I don't know if anyone's like a huge fan of garlic. Like, whoa, garlic everything. It's just, you know, it's good on stuff.
Garlic?
I don't even like it. He's on as like a pizza.
Pizza?
Crust topping for pizza.
No garlic.
What about Texas toast? How about salt? Do you like salt, Billy?
Sometimes. It's not, salt's not
pepper,
good for you.
A little bit is.
Yeah, you need some of it.
Yeah.
What do you? You don't need it on every meal.
Do you like sugar?
That's
like
true.
What? Yeah.
You pause.
Flour.
yeah, you pause. Well, I mean, I don't want to just like snack on sweets
what
all day long.
What do you eat? Maybe
what
that's
do you
better.
Do here?
Granola bars and coffee. That's there.
All he does is drink. He's not human. He just drinks coffee all day. He doesn't eat anything.
Frozen pizza.
Frozen pizza. Do you know how much salt's in frozen pizza?
Well, when you
salt, and
you
garlic.
Get, salt you can't taste.
Yeah, you don't even get the enjoyment.
Yeah, I don't like
what's
pour.
Your,
I don't pour salt on
what's your favorite type
crust.
Of frozen pizza?
Jack's pizza.
What?
Never even heard of that.
Jack's pizza?
Mm-hmm. Thin crust.
Jack's?
Yeah. You ever heard of it?
Oh. Clearly not. Nate, Jax, Pete, like what?
I just said I've never heard of it. I don't.
What about like Tony's or Red Baron?
Well, it's
Freschetta.
It's a cheese taste issue for me. Some of those I don't like the cheese taste.
What kind do you eat? Pepperoni?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was getting the nutrition label.
Oh.
They're good. Not good for you.
Original thin. Yep. Preservative free crust.
Oh man.
Also great for grilling, it says.
Yeah. They're really good on the grill.
My man grills pizza and cuts noodles an inch long for spaghetti. This is thank God Tennessee won. Thank God.
Yeah, it'd be rough.
I got nothing.
People are tweeting in saying, what the hell is Jack's Pizza? Have you seen the box before? Like, now that you've seen what the box is?
No. I mean,
where do you get this Jack's Pizza?
I used to could get them at Food City, and they were 2 for $5.
And then they don't carry them anymore because...
Yeah, so now you have to go to Walmart if you want to get them. So I don't eat them as much anymore, obviously.
Oh, they have the knockoff Tombstone. Yeah. I have seen this.
I have the nutrition facts.
It's better than Tombstone.
If you go to rayjohn.com,
better
you can
than
get
Tombstone?
A...
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had a Tombstone pizza in a while. I used to like those as a kid. Haven't had a Tony's either.
In one...
That's like the crust.
...serving size...
What's that, like a, 2 slices?
...of a Jack's pizza. Yeah, why doesn't it say... Oh, excuse me. That's 1 slice of... How many slices do you typically eat in a sitting?
Like, come on, salt boy.
Probably half of that.
Half of one slice?
No, probably half of the pizza.
Four slices.
Four slices.
Like, do the math.
Fractions. Math. Numbers.
The total fat in one slice is 12 grams, 18% of your daily needs.
So it's not quite.
Saturated fat, 30% in one slice.
Billy.
How about the sodium? 1 slice of Jack's thin crust, seems pepperoni, like 40% pizza.
40% of your daily value?
23% in one slice. I thought you didn't like salt.
That's the thing, though. You can't taste the salt when it's in frozen food.
I never said
it's a waste of time.
Like salt.
It's basically how they preserve it.
Exactly.
Preservative free crust, we'll just put more salt in it.
MSGs.
Mm.
Pretty good to me. I'll make you one day.
Please don't. I don't like pizza for breakfast unless it's cold. I don't really want cold pizza from you. I don't trust your culinary skill. Your taste.
I'm going to have to try one of these on the grill.
This guy doesn't use shrimp sauce at the hibachi. What?
I use hot sauce.
I know.
Nah, you got to go both.
Yeah, you got to go both. You got to go sriracha, shrimp sauce, or yum yum, as some people call it. I just call it shrimp sauce.
Shrimp sauce.
No, like, I've never seen anyone at a hibachi say, no shrimp sauce for me, thank you.
David says, Billy Wilford eats black market back alley pizza. You got my pizza, homies. A joke. Can't describe it.
Are you saying words?
We do have one person chiming in saying it's the best frozen pizza you can get for under $4.
Ah, there you go.
I'm sure there's a high market for that.
It's under $4. I think that
I
like someone who
five.
Like you're health conscious, right? Clearly,
sort
of. I mean, you eat like handfuls of almonds. Like you're not over here just eating junk. You're gonna buy a $4 frozen pizza?
$2.50 if you. Get
what the hell is the matter with you?
Get on a deal.
Like that's garbage. Look, all frozen pizza for the most part is garbage for your body. But True. If you're buying a $4 frozen pizza or $2.50 on a deal, like you're just it's sludge.
Can you get 2 for $5?
Yes.
That's sludge that's in your body.
That's when I go buy like 10 or 12 of them.
At that's when you should call Domino's and get the black box.
Never had it.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Deep dish pan, extra bake, double cheese. Whew, change your life.
JT black says box yum game. Yum sauce is gross.
Ah, someone
might
else.
Might get kicked out of 37 for that.
How is yum, like, what? It's so unique and good.
It's delicious.
It's so good with shrimp and chicken and steak and anything else you're going to put in fried rice.
Yes, Buckethead.
Shrimp sauce is yum yum. Every time I've gone it's to always... anywhere in the restaurant, they're just like, shrimp sauce? And then it's yum yum if you get it at the store.
But it's never as good at the store.
No, there's one brand, and I can't remember which one it is. It's really, really good. It's close.
But it's still not as
good. I don't know. It's better than some I've had before. Mm. But, yeah, something about it, getting it at the...
And one of those big, like...
I don't even know what those are. They have, like the old
metal
syrup. Yeah, it's got the metal clicker.
Uh-huh.
Like the syrup at...
All
condiments
should come in those.
IHOP. They've got, like, the four syrups on the table mm-hmm. with that weird sliding clicker. Mitchell says, this is the maddest I've ever been listening to 3 and Out.
I put Yum Yum sauce on my stir fry.
No, you don't, because I watched you eat hibachi, and you didn't put Yum Yum on it.
On the stir fry I make at home.
Why not at the restaurant?
This is the maddest I've ever been listening to 3 and Out.
I want to go to break.
Shawnee doesn't eat Yum Yum.
I'm moving down the ranking.
Man, people are dropping like flies today.
I mean,
just my
Shawnee was way up there.
My personal opinion on so many of our listeners right now is plummeting. Very sad. You hate to see it. I never knew this many people would be so split on shrimp sauce / Yum Yum sauce. It's amazing.
David says, nothing like talking KKK hoods and shrimp sauce in the morning to get your day started.
We were talking about a movie. Let's clear the anybody just tuning in. It's not like we were grading KKK hoods. We were talking about Django and Don Johnson. I think that part of the movie was filmed in Vestal, Davey. Do you know that?
I did not.
A lot of that movie was filmed in Vestal. They snuck Leo and Jamie Foxx, Don Johnson. Who was the other one? Who's my boy? Christoph Waltz?
Yeah.
Phew, he's so good. He's so good.
Mason says Yum Yum is the GOAT. And
Buckethead also said Yum Yum is the GOAT.
Black Box Gang changed the pickup delivery pizza game forever.
Yeah, I'm going to have, Billy, I'll send you your next Domino's order. You tell me what you want and I'll tell you how to order it.
Corey says, just started listening and Billy Wilford doesn't use shrimp sauce at hibachi. This is a travesty!
But he does use it at home on his own stir fry.
I'm so ashamed.
What do you get? What Yum Yum do you get?
I'll have to look that up real quick.
I think the good stuff is actually called
Yum Yum. Yum. It's like Terry Ho's or something.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Yeah.
In the bottle.
You just got to make sure you get the right one because they like mix with sriracha in one version.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Like, oh, I bet that is.
The spicy one's really good.
I like my own.
You like your own mix.
I have my own bottle of sriracha at that house.
No, I do too. But sometimes spicy Yum Yum. I think they call that volcano sauce if you get it at a
You know
wasabi.
My go-to move. Put a huge line of shrimp sauce.
No.
let's start from the beginning.
Let's clear the air. Billy uses no shrimp sauce. Nate uses all the shrimp sauce. So, occasionally Davey wins NFL Eliminator. We go to Little Tokyo or we go down the street here to Osaka when we're in a hurry. No one. You make a Yum Yum soup. It's... Your rice and chicken and whatever else is just swimming in the sauce.
Yeah, the shrimp kind of comes back to life a little bit. It's like
swimming around the plate. I see them like moon hop a couple times. It's like little dolphins.
It's like your bass.
Yeah,
just
everywhere. It's kind of remarkable. I put a little bit on, eat that, and then put a little bit more. You're like when we go to Wasabi or Little Tokyo, it's like, can you just leave the gallon of shrimp sauce the on the table? Because we don't want you to keep coming back.
Houston doesn't, you don't really mix your food together.
No, I like the rice separately, the vegetables separately, and the meat
separately.
Nate
and I, once it comes, like we just mix everything.
Yeah, you just make a big.
I usually just kind of, I don't know what you would call it, like a, it's not really a drizzle. It's more like a heavy pouring. But
you waterfall.
In the drizzle motion, but with about 10 times as much sauce all over, then mix it all together. And then still, even after that, we'll kind of mash it so there's an extra edge of the plate available. One massive line of shrimp sauce within the single stripe of sriracha down the middle. So I can then dip.
Like you finish your plate and... There is a, centimeter of shrimp sauce still on your plate. because it slips through the fork and you can't eat it all.
Whiskey Jim says, I don't like shrimp sauce because I don't like diabetes.
Apparently it is just mayonnaise. It's like mayonnaise, rice vinegar.
Butter.
I feel like I made it.
Yeah, there is butter in it.
Paprika.
Butter, sugar, paprika, and then
some garlic powder.
Yeah, I think I made it once too. It never tastes the same when you make it yourself. I'm out on making it yourself. You got to have some special stuff. They got something else in that they don't tell, like crack. I think it's crack cocaine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Billy, I'll give you the pizza order. We've discovered that a lot of the listeners do like Yum Yum.
Buckheads, let's put the Yum Yum sauce on the a dipping sauce for your club sandwich. Never tried that.
I don't think I've ever had it on anything other than Japanese food or sushi.
Last time they just brought it as a salad dressing. No ginger, just...
Yeah, that was kind of weird too.
Yeah.
Honestly. I thought it would be the shrimp sauce and the ginger. They just kind of skipped the ginger. Oh yeah, Billy doesn't like the mushroom soup either.
Yeah, he doesn't eat the soup at the...
It's like
miso soup.
That's not miso. That is just mushroom chicken broth. Like, that's it. Miso is like a real miso soup. I think it has like tofu in it. You like tofu? I bet he likes tofu.
Nope.
Oh, that's good.
David says that you like to separate your food with your shrimp sauce on Davy's jacket.
Thank you for remembering. Well, we went to Little Tokyo.
That's like a year ago. That's pretty good. David just went up a couple spots.
I'm proud
in the top
to announce that I did not spill any shrimp sauce on Davy's jacket this year.
I didn't
year.
Take a jacket in.
Smart.
Smart. Smart by you. Also, there was four of us, so there wasn't an open seat next to me this
and
time.
And I also made sure I didn't sit next to Houston. I think I
You didn't sit next to me last time.
Well, I know.
Your jacket did.
It's just
big mistake.
I was just trying to get away. I think I even sat like opposite you in the booth on the other side. So like I got as far away from you as possible.
That's not true, but whatever.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay, on to the news of the day. Greg Sankey's punk ass has decided that Juwan Jennings is suspended for the first half of Tennessee's bowl game. For what the film shows as a accidental face swipe against a Vanderbilt player who he did, in fairness, tackle very hard. Maybe ripped his helmet off. But someone, David, did you see the video that someone like kind of broke it down? Like the Vanderbilt player then ripped off Jawan's helmet and threw it on the ground, the other guy? Is he suspended for their bowl game? Oh, yeah, that's right. They don't have a bowl game. Sorry.
Juwan took his own helmet off and threw it on the ground.
He did.
That from yesterday. Yeah.
It looked like the guy kind of helped him take it off, if that makes like hit him in the back of the head as he's taking it off.
Juwan wouldn't get off of him, and then...
It was wet. They got locked up. They were on. There was a table that fell on him, some chairs, another guy.
I get that. At the same time, and this is one of the reasons I love Juwan Jennings. He's going to do a little extra. He's done it before. Think back to South Carolina, scores the touchdown, just takes the ball, just sits it on the guy's chest.
That should never be 15. He was getting up. That's where his hand went, and he just left the ball there. There's no way that should have been 15 yards. But it was a little extra. It was a little extra.
I think a lot of people are upset because, obviously, he's suspended. The biggest thing for me, and I kind of understand like why they decided to do it. I don't necessarily agree, and you're never going to be able to improve intent on it.
I figured they would do something. I didn't agree with it, and that was my only issue. That was the one hope I had is that I don't think you could watch that video and know definitively one way or the other that he did it on purpose or not.
Well, the step, yes. But him giving him the business was absolutely on purpose.
But you can give someone the business and not... I mean, the Bama guy was punching old buddy on the ground and didn't get suspended.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying, if he had just gotten up and the guy's helmet had come off on its own and he had stepped on him, then I don't think it would have been a thing. But he's the reason the helmet came off. You can see him basically throwing a punch. That's what...
Throwing a punch?
Yeah. I told you that the other day.
Yeah.
Throwing a punch?
Yeah. When they're on the ground together. Mm-hmm. You can see him give it to him. That's when his helmet comes off.
I'm going to need to... I've watched that video a bunch, and I didn't see a punch.
But I was going
to
say, anytime the head is involved, I think they're going to take extra precaution in making sure that there is something to set a sort of precedent.
Well, the dumbest thing about it is there is no precedent, and Alabama got punched a guy in the helmet, head, whatever, last year and got nothing.
I thought that was just more in the ribs.
Maybe it was.
So they're treating this as like a – they're essentially like treating it as a targeting, except he wasn't ejected from the second half of this game, and he has to miss the first half of the next game. They're essentially saying, intentional or accidental, it was a little over the top. You're suspended for a half.
Yeah, I think that's ultimately what it boils down to.
Which I get, like, if they called it, you know, in real time, I could understand that. But this half...
The ref couldn't see it in real time.
No,
they
know.
Weren't over
you
there.
You couldn't really see any... I can't see it on the replay in slow motion.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's the thing, too. At the time, they were... You mentioned, like, the rain and just the thought that there could be more storms coming in. They're just trying to get this game over with.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So they're like, we don't really want to buzz down for a replay.
Well, and the sound went out and the feed went out. So I don't even know if they could have done a replay at that point, honestly, because that was right when because Tennessee at that point had been kicked off SEC Network and onto the app only, and then the feed goes out. Wish the feed had gone out right before that play.
It was just the audio feed. You could still see it all.
No, but then the right after that, the video feed went out for a split second.
Oh, yeah.
The stream did.
It went to like a color screen. It wasn't very long, though.
Yeah. Just said technical difficulties. Yeah, like lasted a minute or two. I don't
want him to be suspended, but I completely understand why it happened. Like
I understand why it happened because this is the SEC and I just felt like they were going to do that. I still disagree with the suspension. I understand. I just disagree with it. And it's not just because it's Juwan and it's Tennessee. Like I don't think you could watch that and say 100% he did something that deserves a suspension and he did it intentionally. Sit him. I just think this is a maybe, maybe not. We'll just suspend him for a half. That way, Vanderbilt fans stop tweeting us, and Tennessee fans won't be that upset at just the half. So, like, if we had not made a bowl game, nothing happens.
No, that's because I mean he's gone. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the strange thing. It's like because we had success, we're getting punished more. Whereas the Vanderbilt players that came onto our bench and started pushing Juwan, nothing happens to them.
I wouldn't look at it like that. I'd say probably he, I mean, there's a chance he's suspended for the first half of the game next year.
The old Sankey didn't say that, did he?
No, because he's, I mean, Juwan's a senior.
No, I'm talking about the other guys. The guys that came on our sideline and pushed Juwan.
No. What are you talking about? Like, yeah, that, no one really pushed Juwan at all.
Keep watching, buddy.
I'm watching.
There's two guys that come
on,
in.
Houston.
Dude, they're trying to
come
get to their own guy. Here, well, just, watch the damn thing.
I've watched it.
No one even
messes
watching, with him.
Keep watching. The guy in eight right there.
Come on.
I'm saying he pushed him. You're not even watching it. Shut up.
You don't get suspended for pushing somebody.
On someone else's bench? I'm just saying.
Those guys were in the football game. It's like they ran all the way across the field.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to be fair here. Juwan just makes a tackle, tries to get up, but he gets suspended for a half. These guys come onto our bench and start pushing folks. I'm just saying, if you're going to be fair,
I've said from
the
beginning, the step, like, I throw that out. He intentionally, like, dogged him, if you want to, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Like, he gave him the business. Like, he intentionally, like, ripped the guy's helmet off. Like, whatever happened down there was Juwan Jennings intentionally doing something. If he didn't step on his face intentionally, fine. But you can't have players basically beating people up on the sidelines outside of the realm
beating
of the football game.
Oh, beating people up. You're
I'm
being
just saying,
so dramatic.
He snapped. He lost his mind. There was no one over there. They couldn't see it.
He didn't lose his mind. Although he did say he didn't remember it.
He did lose his mind. He's going crazy on the sideline.
He was probably concussed. It was a hard hit. You know, it's not always the guy who gets hit that gets concussed, Hodges.
Mm.
Sometimes the delivery man, also gets concussed.
He punched him with his left arm, too. I mean, you can clearly see it. Like, I mean, he gave him at least two blows. I don't know if you want to call them punches.
Good job, Tiger. Slugger. Hey, you chip off the old block.
Final segment, hour one. Back at you next. Final segment, hour number one of the program. The SEC. Okay, what I don't get is, why does the SEC suspend a guy for the bowl game when you're, I mean, like, we talk endlessly about do you pull for the SEC or not, but like the SEC office obviously would pull for the SEC.
Seems this like, could affect what bowl we go to.
Seems like you'd want to suspend a guy.
I disagree with that,
that
statement.
Doesn't, or in a time when it doesn't impact your conference.
This could make the Outback Bowl say, we like them, but now they don't have their best receiver. So, yeah, we're going to take the other
is
team.
Is Alabama really going to the Outback Bowl and that's going to screw us over?
It's trending
they got,
that way.
They got dropped so low.
I mean, I don't think the rankings necessarily matter.
Yeah, it takes, they bumps them out of the New Year's Six.
Yeah.
Oh. They're going to lose their at-large bowl slot.
I can handle it. Like, if for Alabama to drop to their lowest ranking ever in the college football playoff history.
Which is, what, 12?
As long as we get the Gator, I guess. But I don't want to get bumped to Nashville for that.
I don't really care where. It's just opponent at this point for me.
Well, Nashville would be
Louisville right now.
Houston would rather win.
There's my win.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines and grab Austin, get his thoughts on Juwan Jennings, bowl games, whatever. What's up, Austin?
Morning, y'all.
Morning, Austin.
I saw that news come out yesterday, and I was a little angry just because of the fact that it's like, how can you prove that was on purpose? Someone broke it down. It may have been one of y'all. I'm not sure. I don't think it was, though. Someone broke it down frame by frame. Like eight still shots on Twitter showing that, like, that was not his fault. That was not purposeful intent. From the way it looked like the reason that he even scraped that guy's forehead was because number 88 for Vanderbilt was over there pushing Juwan, and then number 8 came in, thought number 88 didn't do a good enough job, and pushed him harder. I mean, to me, that was clear. I mean, obviously the bias is there, but I don't think there was clear intent to be harmful or violent towards the player on the ground there. I think the business was done on the ground, and I think once they got up, Juwan was done with it. That's just me. Of course, I know with Juwan's past with the video he did last towards the coaching staff, you know, that doesn't bode well from him, and there are going to be people at the SEC office who take that as, okay, well, he's got a history of, you know, acting out and stuff like that. Well, okay, that's a totally different situation, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to use that against him in this situation, frankly.
It's not, but I'm just saying there are people who will say that, you know, he has a history of this, he has a past of acting this way, you know, whatever, when, like I agree with you, it's not fair.
That was 2 years ago. I feel like, has he had any issues on or off the field in the last 2 years? Like, since Pruitt has gotten here?
So. I
remember when he was a freshman, you know, on special teams and stuff, he's always been really good at, like, ticking other guys off. Like, I remember defensive backs would always kind of want to block or get engaged with him while he's blocking a little bit after the whistle. Like, on a special teams, he goes down there. Like, he plays really hard. But I don't remember anything in the last 2 years to make me think, oh, this guy's a troublemaker. I mean, yeah, he was mad because he wanted to play against Vanderbilt the year he broke his wrist. So he went off on the coaches, who, by the way, did lie to him and did suck. They all got fired. So he was right about that. And then he did say in that video that he hates Vanderbilt. Maybe that was it.
Like I said, I totally agree with you on that point. I mean, he's always in the line to keep it between the whistles. There may have been a couple times where someone decided to get a little chippy with him, and of course, Juwan's the kind of guy, he's not going to let somebody try to walk over him, which, you know, I agree with in the football field. I was the same way when I played. But I want to switch to the basketball team for a little bit. I watched most of that game last night up into the, like, 6 or 7 minutes left in the second half when we were up by nearly 30. What is it about the first half? I just don't think we can get together and get in a good rhythm in the first half. Is that basketball, or is that just a thing we're dealing with this year? Because I feel like our explosions come in the second half, and that's when we start to pull away.
You scored 39 in the first half last night, but it did take them a little bit to get going. And
it took them to, like, what, 8 minutes to go in the half to finally get on a good roll, good run? That's what it felt like to me, at least.
Yeah, it felt like it was, like, 4-3, 6-3 for, I don't know, the first six minutes or so. Then they went on a little run where it felt like we got, like, 5 dunks out of 7 shots. But the shots weren't falling last night, Austin. Like, early, we had to go inside and go to the paint. Obviously, you're not going to go on a huge run unless you're hitting threes in the modern game. And it just felt like we kind of had to, I mean, they were talking about it on the broadcast. We were running our sets, running our offense, and getting easy looks, which is great. But yeah, against a team like that, I was kind of hoping we'd come out barnstormers and, you know, you're up 30 in 10 minutes and then you can hunt for 100 or something. But yeah, they've been a slow starting team. They did it against Murray State. obviously did it against Florida State. We were just bad. And then last night was kind of meh.
I'll let y'all go.
Go ahead.
What about Drew Pember, man? I'm a big fan of Pember and the way that kid plays.
I'll let Nate chime in on Pember.
Yeah, I mean, he's not hurting you, that's for sure. I mean, he seems to – I mentioned kind of his passing last night. I mean, he seems to be deferring to Lamonte and Bowden the way a lot of the younger guys are, which is fine. But I do think he gives you something with that size and skill combination, because he kind of grew up, you know, playing like a guard, but then just kept growing. And now, I mean, if he can get better on the defensive end and kind of stronger and be able to guard guys that are his size, like on offense, he doesn't hurt you at all, because he doesn't take bad shots and he seems to, you know, move the ball well within the framework of the offense.
I like the way he plays down in the paint. I think he's an absolute dog on the boards. Which really surprised me. I mean, I know he's a tall dude. I mean, he's long and athletic. I'd like to see him get a shot a little bit more. I mean, from what they were saying the first time I saw him on the floor a few weeks ago, apparently he's a really good three-point shooter, and they didn't say that much long after he just drained a deep three. I'd like to just see us be able to get him his shot a little bit more. But it's like you said, a lot of these freshmen are just deferring to Lamonte and Bowden, which, I mean, it's not a bad thing, but you can't have two guys trying to score all the points. I mean, I think the emergence of Fulke this year has been huge.
Yeah, without him, we are in deep.
Yeah,
without Pons and Fulkerson going complete score mode, we are in deep trouble.
Yeah, it's bad. And last thing, guys, and I'll jump off. Thank you for the time this morning. If I'm kind of personal, ask Billy when you get a chance today about the parlay that I locked in last night.
Oh, he's already mentioned it. I've got a you've locked it in. You've made your picks.
Oh, it's locked. Yeah, because the original one I sent him, I had to redo it because the odds changed last night, and so I had to redo a couple of things. But I had to take off the Clemson spread. And I had to put in something about their two related bets, the spread for Clemson and the over-under. So I locked in Oregon plus 6.5. I just don't think Utah is going to do that to Oregon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So what's the payout?
$45 for $20,000.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, man.
If that hits, I'm flying to Knoxville, and I'm taking you boys out.
Yum sauce for everybody. Austin, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Be good. Good luck on that parlay.
20 grand.
45 to win 20K.
It's worth it.
I was kind of bummed out when the final week of the regular season was winding down. But, I mean, championship week, you got enough to make hay. Let's go.
$45.
Austin's got his parlay locked in on MyBookie, the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. If you haven't signed up yet, still time. Use promo code Knoxville.
Do they do any like parlay where you can, like, if you hit 10 out of 12, or is it you just got to hit all of them?
No, you got to hit all of them, but you can run a teaser also where it, you know, moves all the football lines 6 points, over-unders as well, in your favor. Of course,
gotcha.
It doesn't pay out as much. So a lot of times I'll just run the teaser and the parlay, and sometimes I hit the teaser but not the parlay and still, you know, you still win.
You hate to see it.
We'll come back, kick off hour two. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.